You're listening to SBS News.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport, also known as CAS, has confirmed Russia's flag and anthem are barred from next year's Olympics in Tokyo and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing. A panel of three judges unanimously found the Russian anti-doping agency RUSADA had not complied with the Global Anti-Doping Code over its failure to provide authentic drug test data upon request by the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA. Still, its ruling left enough loopholes for Russia to claim a partial win. Athletes from Russia will still be able to compete so long as they are not subject to a suspension themselves and that their uniform does not contain the Russian flag, but instead should have the words "neutral athlete" emblazoned on it. The uniforms are, however, permitted to be colored red, white, and blue. This is not Russia's first incident. In Pyeongchang, South Korea, at the 2018 Winter Games, 168 Russian athletes who passed anti-doping tests were allowed to compete, though not under the Russian flag, but rather as Olympic athletes from Russia. Witold Banka, president of the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, says the sanctions against Russia will last for 2 years. He made the statement after the Court of Arbitration for Sport banned Russia from being officially represented at the next Summer and Winter Olympic Games or the 2022 Football World Cup.
Russia will not be permitted to participate in, bid for, host and any covered event, including two editions of the Olympic and the Paralympic Games and many other major events for the next 2 years. The Russian flag will not fly, nor its anthem played. This sends a clear message that the institutionalized cheating and concerted efforts to subvert the global anti-doping system will not be tolerated.
Mr. Banka said that Russia manipulated lab data and covered up and institutionalized the doping scam.
The egregious manipulation by the Russian authorities of data retrieved by WADA intelligence and investigations from the Moscow laboratory was the latest in a long list of offenses, and it has led today to significant consequences for the authorities.
Mr. Banka said that Russia was given opportunities to resolve the issues but failed to do so.
Russian authorities were afforded every opportunity to get their house in order and rejoin the global anti-doping community for the good of their athletes and the integrity of sport. But they chose instead to continue on their path of deception and denial.
Mr. Banka also said that though WADA had won its case against Russia, CAS did not endorse all its recommendations for tougher sanctions.
We are, however, disappointed that the CAS panel didn't endorse each and every one of our recommended consequences for the four-year period we requested. We believe they were proportionate and reasonable, but ultimately, WADA is not the judge, but the prosecutor, and we must respect the decision of the panel.
The ban also covers the Paralympic Games next summer, plus World Championship events organized by WADA signatories up to the 16th of December, 2022. WADA wanted Russian athletes to show they didn't benefit from cover-ups at the Moscow laboratory before they were cleared to compete at the Olympics, Paralympics, and World Championship events. Russia's anti-doping agency's acting CEO, Mikhail Bukhanov, argued this amounted to collective punishment, but nonetheless celebrated the CAS decision as a victory for his nation.
It is a victory for Russia. The international sports arbitration did not restrict clean athletes' rights to take part in Olympic and Paralympic Games and World Championships as WADA demanded. The court fairly ruled out collective responsibility that WADA was strongly pushing for. It is a significant precedent that have not only protected and will protect our athletes, but it was also taken in the interests of the whole world sport. Certainly, it's our victory.
RUSADA will only be reinstated if it respects and observes the sanctions imposed and paid all related fines, including one for $1.7 million to WADA for costs incurred in its investigation. Vladimir Solnikov, president of the Russian Swimming Federation, all but scoffed at the ban.
Losing anthem and flag doesn't mean we were beheaded.
The president of the Russian Wrestling Federation, Mikhail Mamishyavli, lamented the ban but said his country would still win.
Regardless of colossal work made by the Russian Anti-Doping Agency together with World Anti-Doping Agency and International Olympic Committee, the decision was made to deprive our team the right to compete under flag and anthem of our country. Nonetheless, our cause is just, and we will win.
Победа будет за нами, мы победим.
The ruling says where hosting rights have already been awarded to them, the relevant governing body should withdraw them. In Tokyo and Beijing, Russia will be able to field athletes whose files in the lab database were altered or deleted while the data was under the control of the Russian state. Co-hosting the European Soccer Championship in St. Petersburg next year is exempt, as the ruling only covers world championships, not continental events, and Russia can still host the Champions League final in 2022. Russia could launch targeted appeals to soften the CAS sanctions yet further. Issam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.